The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Ocho Rios, as we now know it, was once a sleepy fishing village. However, the town saw dynamic growth thanks to an influx of workers attracted by the bauxite industry, which was booming in that area from the 1950s onwards. This watershed moment in the island's economic development helped Ocho Rios mature from a small fishing village into one of the island's premier tourist attractions. The town is currently undergoing a multi-million dollar upgrade, and if you stay with us for the next few minutes, you'll hear all about it. The Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, has been a critical player in the development of Ocho Rios from as early as the 1960s. The corporation, through agencies such as the Sintan Development Company, led the construction of hotels, a commercial center, craft park, and a beach club in the town. However, over the years, Ocho Rios lost a bit of its luster, giving rise to the need for the town's beauty and infrastructure to be restored. The UDC has once again taken the lead in redeveloping Ocho Rios with the help of partners, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, and the Port Authority of Jamaica. Turtle River Road will form a major part of this redevelopment. The initiative, dubbed the Turtle River Road Project, began in December 2013 and is the first of a three-phase plan for the redevelopment of Ocho Rios.
The next phase of that project will see a proper boardwalk being built utilizing lands owned by the UDC. Also, the main street will be transformed, particularly during ship day, into two lanes. The idea behind that is to allow our foreign guests to share their experience and, of course, some of their money with the normal merchant along that corridor.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. As we told you earlier, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, is one of UDC's partners in this redevelopment.
We are significantly the funders of this project, but we were also critical in the conceptualization of the process, also as along with UDC and the Port Authority of Jamaica. A good example of joint government, UDC, the Port Authority, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
Executive Director of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Clyde Harrison. Another of the UDC's partners in the Ocho Rios Development Project is the Port Authority of Jamaica. The PAJ is an agency of the Ministry of Transport and Works and has primary responsibility for regulation and development of Jamaica's ports and shipping industry, the safety of all vessels navigating the ports of entry, and the regulation of tariffs and goods passing through the public wharves. The second phase of the Ocho Rios redevelopment project will incorporate Main Street Ocho Rios Commercial Center parking lot, while phase three will see the UDC working on the link to the promenade and the promenade itself. In carrying out its mandate as developer of the island's urban centers, the UDC is committed to preserving the natural environment and traditions and customs of communities while spurring economic development. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that in addition to the Turtle River Park in St. Anne, the UDC also manages attractions such as the Duns River Falls and Green Grotto Caves? For further information on the developmental projects being carried out by the UDC, you may contact them by calling 922-8310 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also walk into their information center located at Head Office 12 Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camille Guthrie.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.